Case this evening is case number 12900, Stephen and Joyce Kane seek variances from the rear yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures. That's section 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Hickory Manor Road, approximately 165 feet from Omar Road. The 911 address is 32076 Hickory Manor Road in Frankfurt. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax map is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 36.02. And specifically, staff note that the applicant is requesting a variance of 6.9 feet from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed addition and a variance of 4.1 feet from the 5-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing shed. And additionally, I will note that to date, staff have received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
Is the applicant present? May come forward and be sworn in by Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. I'm Joyce Kane. My husband, Stephen Kane.
And we're our address, 32076 Hickory Manor Road. That's in Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You may present your case.
So, the property itself, we purchased the home a little over 2 years ago with the intention of making it our primary residence. And the home itself is unique in that our goal here is to put a first floor primary bedroom and a garage on the property. Currently, the home is about 1,300 square feet. And the bottom level is about 900, and the upper level consists of what I call two bunk rooms. They're really, they don't have any closets or anything like that. They're just in their, you know, angle shaped. So it's kind of a house with no bedroom. ideally, we want to make it our forever home. So to have a first floor primary, I think, is going to be key in having that come to fruition. The house itself, if you look at the way it sits on the right, you can see the bottom corner is where the variance is. On the right side is the one that's closest to the property line. The well is also on that side as well. So having the addition on that side isn't practical. The front of the house, the left front is the septic. And then farther over on the left corner is really the drain field. So the only real spot for an addition is sort of the back left and, you know, off to the left-hand side of the house there.
Great talk. If you guys notice, the builder was built by a couple of brothers that actually built this house themselves. The house was put on the property on an angle. It makes it a little bit difficult to put anything square. So the taper we're looking at is because of the angle that the house is on. It's encroaching on the 20-foot variance in the backyard there. That's why we're seeking the variances. So because the property, when we extend it out on the back there, because of the angle the house is on, it's going to be about 7 feet over. She's talking about the reasons we can't put it in the right side or the left side. The well and the septic occupy both those territories there. If you notice behind the house, there's nothing but woods there. The property goes right up to the wood line there. It's not going to infringe on anything else around the property at all. We looked at several options. This was the most aesthetically pleasing one from an elevation standpoint for looking at the home. The home is a very unique home. It's hand-built, it's timber-framed. We didn't want to change anything about the original structure. When we decided to put the addition on, we liked the presentation of the home in the front, and we didn't want to disrupt that because it does look good from the front. That's an older picture By the way, there's a big hedgerow in the front there that's all been cleared out, though. So the front elevation has changed a little bit. We wanted to make sure that most of the addition was in the back so that we didn't change the picture that we get of the house on the front there. We're old people. We don't want to go up and down steps anymore, so.
And it's not just, you know, I mean, it's not just aesthetically the house itself. It is unique in nature that, because we did look at other options that I think they're not really feasible, kind of for two reasons, that the structure itself, because it's timber frame, because of the nature of it, you can't just put wiring anywhere. You can't, you know, moving things. You know, moving plumbing and that kind of thing is difficult. A lot of that stuff is, you know, exposed in, just because of the nature of the building the way it is. So ideally the area, you know, where we were looking at, the other options would be, quite frankly, more expensive and probably put the project out of reach for us, to be honest with you, in a lot of regards, and wouldn't do justice because the home, I don't know, we have pictures if you're interested.
Who would I present these to? This is the interior.
I included some the other day. I don't know if they made it here in time, but I had mailed some off the other day. You know, we just didn't know it in general, if you had any questions for us. And
questions?
The lot to the rear of you, does that go along with where your neighbors to your left? Is that
the lot behind
also?
Us?
The
is
lot yeah.
The lot that's behind us, honestly, is the brother of the gentleman who built the home. He actually helped his brother construct the home. The brother who built the home was deceased. We bought. And he spent 14 years hand honing all the woods for that house. Like the brother actually built it. He's an elderly gentleman. He's in his 80s, and he lives behind there in
There's a farm back there.
There's a chicken farm back there. There is another residence on the left of us.
No, behind us is a...
Oh, that's the trailer.
Yeah, and the gentleman who owns that, he raises dogs and stuff, so...
Beagles.
He is the brother of the gentleman who built the house. But the one on the corner there, you know, I don't know which one in particular you were referring to, which neighbor?
The one... 36.
That's Russ's house.
Oh, that one there?
Yeah, that's not a farm.
No, but he does have chicken, rooster, and I don't know if I call it a farm, but he doesn't really farm it or anything, but he does have, you know, chickens and brings over fresh eggs and things.
We were a bit confused because we figured that the AR zoning probably came around 80 years ago when it was a functioning farm. But since then, the property has been subdivided by the owner and given out to family relatives, and they've built residences
on
it. So I thought that the AR zoning was a little antiquated for the development of the property right now. And again, if you look at the way the house is situated there, I'm not sure why he put it on the property on that angle, but it's almost off just the amount we need to get the square footage
for the
addition that's going on.
And we believe, because in front of the house that there, when we were digging up a lot of the shrubbery that was there initially, there was cabling and stuff there, so we believe that he probably lived on a trailer while he was building the house, and that's probably the only reason he built the house back that far, because there's trees. He lived in the trailer, he built the house, and he just...
I don't want to believe that, but it's possible.
That's what, I mean, it's just too logic. So I just think, you know, it just kind of, because it sits so far back on the property the way it sits right now, you know, but...
To move the field and move the well would put it out of reach.
Just his brother lives... We can walk to his brother's house for dinner. He lives like less than a quarter mile away, and they live in a neighborhood. You know, it came to a surprise to us. I guess maybe that was naive of us that it was ag one. Like we just, you know, everything we heard was, you know, 10-foot setback. We really, it came to a surprise to us that this was even, you know, came up. But along the street, really, it's a lot of small homes. There's really not, some of them, you know, there's a chicken farm up the road, maybe another less than a, if you go straight up the road a little bit, there's a chicken farm up there. And we definitely think that we're an asset to the neighborhood. You know, when it comes to that, I think that the appeal is, you know, I think people would be welcome, you know,
the addition won't pose any infringements on anybody's
property. Yeah, the wood, nobody behind us is going to care. I mean, I don't need either side.
It's heavily wooded.
Yeah.
The house was placed there if you bought it.
That's correct.
And just, I think it came up about the shed. On the very back corner of the shed, the very right corner, there's a shed that matches the house. It, you know, it's shingle shake with the metal roof. It matches the house exactly. And it's on the property line. It's our intention to bring that forward about 10 feet anyway. Ideally, we would do that as part of the project. Right now, it's got a lot of things in it. As you can imagine, I love my husband. We've been married 40 years. We're now living in 1,300 square feet. If I can't say that enough, I don't know, this might kill us. But,
yeah,
you know.
We moved from a fairly large house.
Not
really
fairly large,
house.
But 1,300 square feet. You definitely, you know, and we live in the two little bedrooms that don't have a closet. It's currently a closet, my office, because I work from home. So, like the addition, you know, is something that we really
need
to make happen. You know, just to make the property what we need it to be, quite frankly. And we have a lot of family in the area. It's, you know, his mother lives in Ocean View over 30 years, you know, just up the road. She's in her 90s. We want to be there to help take care of her, you know. And, you know, his brother's just up the road. I have family in Berlin and Ocean Pines. And so, you know, this is our forever home, quite frankly.
You guys have any questions?
So what I was getting at with that first question is, you didn't place the home originally,
No.
If you, I could tell you probably safely, if that was set in the dead center of the property, you probably wouldn't need to be here today.
That's absolutely correct, yeah, that's right.
I honestly believe that he just put it there because it was like behind the trailer. He didn't want to move the trailer when he was building the house.
I don't want to believe that.
Is that development on the back side of your property or is that to the east?
Where are you looking at? The what?
My brother-in-law, you mean?
The one that comes off of Omar. Is that, no, that's to your east.
My brother-in-law lives right here. Over. So yeah. He lives in, this is a subdivision. This is all residential here. My brother-in-law lives down here.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. I didn't know if that was behind you.
No.
That's on the front of us.
It's
yeah.
Off of, like, Omar, which is the kind of the main thoroughfare, kind of a drag strip.
Omar drag strip,
2 o'clock
yeah.
In the morning, you hear people really racing up that road, but.
I had a deer there 25 years ago.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's.
Well, between beagles and motorcycles, it's
yeah.
It's a bit
noisy. Hope that wasn't with your plane.
Corvette. Even worse.
We heard it. I don't know, the one up the street, there's a house that burnt down recently, too, but. A little bit farther up. But I think mostly it's residential around us, to be honest with you. I think it's just along that road. There's also beyond this, right up here, I think on this up here, right next to my brother-in-law's, I guess up here, this property, that's his house right here. This property was sold and it's all being subdivided, this here.
Mr. Sharp?
Good question, please. Is it possible to see the wetlands delineation behind the property?
She's
going to hit it.
Pardon me?
No.
None?
We actually checked into that at one point. We had the county look into that because we were concerned about that. But he said the closest creek is half a mile up the road there. So.
Thank you.
Sure. I'll be honest with you, the lot itself, there's not a lot of usable space. As big as it's a little over 3/4 of an acre, but when you take out the right side because of the well, and then you take out the front, which, because it sits so far back, and the, I mean, the, and then you've got the left side, which has got the septic and the drain field on it. There's really not, there's not a lot of usable space. I mean, if you could pick probably the worst possible spot to put that house, that's probably just about it. And we're not putting a massive addition on. I mean, it really is, you know, the master bedroom's on a 12 by, I mean, it's maybe 16 by 18, you know, bathroom, laundry. We want to move the laundry room out of the kitchen, too, that, you know, and then the garage really is what the extent of what, maybe moving some of the utilities over there is the extent of the addition.
Well, just looking at your survey that you provided to us, looks to me like just a corner of that
yes.
addition, and there, it's like a triangular piece.
That's, yeah, long triangle. Is that right?
Correct.
And it's 7 feet into the...
Are there any steps or HVAC that's going to project out from there?
No.
All right. And the, it looks like you've got the addition kind of right behind the dwelling, and then there's a smaller kind of narrows, and then it angles out. Is that angled out where the drive, the garage is going to be?
That's correct.
Correct.
And you're not going to be driving over the well or anything to get there.
So
no, no.
This, there's enough room right here at the end between right here is where the drain field is, and there we believe there's about 10
the
feet
the
where
right
the driveway
side.
Could come. Oh, we'd actually bring the driveway over to this side. And this here is where the kitchen is, so ideally for us to, just the fact that you'd have a come to the garage and have it on the kitchen.
So the existing layout of that house also kind of impacts how you could...
It is. It's conducive to the environment, to the one that we're putting on the addition because of the way that the house, again, it's timber framed. So the door is exactly where we want it to be to get into the addition off of the kitchen right now.
And it also does the least amount of impact to the house. You know what I mean? Like the, you know, the windows, the doors could all, you know, like I think we're losing one window and... The door, which is the back door now outside the kitchen, would be kind of from the hallway where you'd come into the kitchen.
So that's why you wouldn't go from the side because of the existing layout of the house and then where that septic is.
We looked about maybe putting one part of the addition here and part of it over here. It'd be a lot more expensive. But structurally, we'd be losing all the windows on this side of the house, which would make it very dark. It also... It's difficult because the house is timber framed. There's only certain places where you can do things. And quite frankly, the house is kind of special. The guy spent 14 years owning wood that he got from their property up in Maine and brought it down, and him and his brother built the home. I mean, and this wasn't 100 years ago. They did this back in like 2000. So this was, you know, quite an undertaking. It was done with a lot of love, I think. But, and we really would... want to do the house justice, you know, we want to preserve it as much as possible. I know that's not why we're here, but
if I may, yeah. Kind of, the rear addition there that you see there, that triangular piece, mm-hmm. that the apex of it, the right there.
Yeah, this is the part, this is why we're here.
I'm guessing if you were to try to make that fit the property line, that would create too small a room for you. Is that right?
Yeah, this is like, this would be like 12 feet. And so if you cut this off, this I think would make it, yeah, I think it's be closer to like 10 feet or something like that. It's would make a very narrow bedroom.
All right, and the next question I have is, you'd mentioned that you think you could bring that shed into off the property line?
No problem.
Yeah, we were going to do that anyways. Yeah.
So are you saying you don't want or need a variance for the shed? Is it
we
just
don't need that. Ideally, because it's packed full right now because we don't have any storage, and we put a shed on this side, but we want to bring this up. We could bring, it was always our intention to move this up maybe about 10 feet. The well is right about here, so we don't want to bring it up, you know, like...
So you believe you could bring it into compliance with the code?
The shed, yes.
Yeah,
okay. Not going to need a variance
for shed,
that.
We won't need the variance for that. Okay. Well, I guess what, how many, I think that's 10 feet, right? You allow 10 for that one?
Well, it's 5 feet for the a shed.
Right.
It'll
be 5.
So,
we're
I mean, but
be.
Because of the angle in that, you were going to need a 4.1 foot variance if it's 0.9.
It pretty much sits right on the property line.
Yeah. So it was going to need a 4.1 foot variance.
We don't need that.
So So, okay, so you're going to bring that into compliance.
We're going to bring that into compliance. Ideally, I would just say that we'd like to wait till the garage is built so we could take stuff out of the shed so we could actually move it, because right now it is full, you know, if you could imagine.
It's not going to be a problem to move. It's like bolted on 4x4s if we can roll it out.
Yeah, it was always our intention to move it.
Okay, all right. I have no, oh, and have you had any discussions with neighbors about this addition? And if you could be at the microphone. Ma'am, if you could be at the.
You could get over to the mic.
When you're over here, we got a mic.
Yeah, I apologize. We let the neighbor on the other side know, you know, because we have a fence on that side that we had put up after we bought the property. And we just kind of let him know, because we're probably have to, we didn't build it. He has some trees and stuff there, and we didn't want to disturb him, so we actually built the fence maybe about 3 or 4 feet off the property, on, you know, onto our property. So we kind of just let him know that we'd be moving it, but he still brings us eggs.
Okay.
Beef soup. I think we're all good.
I can promise you
a Frosco's. That's true, too.
I have one question, actually. The shape of the addition is rather unusual. How did you come to that shape?
Well, we had a architect.
The original builder had just had laid it out like that. We just liked it, to be honest with you. But since then, we've looked. So we just kind of used that as the working one. Once we realized what this was happening, we've looked at dozens of different options.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you why that original builder that we talked to, kind of, he had done that. That isn't who we were going to probably move forward with. But we just kind of stuck with that. But we've looked at, I can't tell you how many different variances we've gone back to the architect.
It's sort of,
just to look at them.
Just looking at it, it sort of seems like it is designed to maximize your square footage while minimizing the amount of variance you need.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
Had we known about the variance earlier, we would have probably done something different, but that's the least impact.
We assumed that it was 10 feet, to be honest with you, and that we were well within it. So it came a little bit surprised to us that we were Ag 1.
Thank you.
It was always our intention.
Thank you. Does that conclude your presentation?
It does.
You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case number 12900 for Mr. Stephen and Joyce Kane, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12900 for Stephen and Joyce Kane for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. I do believe the property has unique physical conditions due to the placement of the house. I believe exceptional practical difficulty again with the placement of the house before the purchase has not been created by the applicant. I don't believe the variances will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe this represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and second. Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And aye too. So they vote 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you all so much.
Next case.